Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Welcome to this Christian Patriot News Update. This update is sponsored by a wonderful brother and sister in Christ from Missouri. Thank you very much for your generous support. I am truly grateful. Today's update is rated R. I will be discussing child sex trafficking, satanic ritual abuse and sacrifice, crimes against our children, crimes against humanity. Viewer discretion is very strongly advised. In the upper left-hand corner is QDrop 3124, originally posted March 20th of 2019, so an upcoming four-year delta. Increase in attacks. They will attack the Q movement. They'll attack both Q and Anons, even group us together and call us QAnon, deranged, far-right conspiracy theorists, and violent extremists. They will attempt to deplatform us. To this day, I can't post on YouTube nor Facebook, not Q content anyway. But thanks to our favorite president, aka Q Plus, and the Q team, and Elon Musk, I'll remind you, he's the highest paid civilian contractor of the U.S. military. Keep in mind, the military is and has always been the only way. And now we're back on Twitter. Plus, we can use Telegram and, of course, Truth Social, where our favorite president constantly shares Anons and Q content.
Devin Nunes, the man who runs Trump's Truth Social. All right, Devin, Musk turns Twitter around. If he does, where does that leave Truth Social, which you run?
Well, it's great to be with you, Stuart. And, you know, we're all for it. President Trump, basically, before Elon Musk bought it, actually said to go and buy it because, you know, the goal of our company is really to build a community where people are in a family-friendly, safe environment, you know, very much different than Twitter. And that's why we encourage Elon Musk to buy it, because someone has to continue to take on these tech tyrants. Donald Trump wanted to make sure that the American people got their voice back and that the internet was open. And that's what we are doing. And so people like Elon Musk doing what he's doing, we're definitely in favor of it.
Shill infiltration. So they're going to infiltrate our movement. We've got mainstream media and fake MAGA direct links to terrorism, acts of violence. These actions only demonstrate the validity of our movement and our close proximity to justice. In the kill box, we've got pain. Folks, justice is coming. Here comes the pain. Sign Q. To the right is Drop 3125, also posted on March 20th of 2019. The attempted coup, the treasonous coup attempt against our favorite president, that opens the public door to more serious, and then it's blank, crimes against humanity. So first we've got to prove their attempted coup, and once the public comes to the knowledge that these people are sick and evil, that will open the door for their real crimes against humanity. The pill must be easy to swallow, the lead-in. So the attempted coup is the lead-in, and then the public must be prepared for what is about to come. And then we get, in all caps, the Clinton Foundation. And then plus, 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 25 of them, signed Q. Now, with those pluses, remember we talked about the three different sides of the triangle that we were taking out, and it was an evil triangle. You had your three pluses were your House of Saud, that is Saudi Arabia. Remember, Alice in Wonderland represented Hillary Clinton in Saudi Arabia, also referred to as Alice in Bloody Wonderland. The plus plus, the two sides, represented the Rothschilds, and the single side represented George Soros. Under that is Q-drop 3131. It includes the image to the left of it featuring Bill Clinton and says, sex trafficking is real, sign Q. Top right, we've got Q-drop 3140. The picture underneath that, the camera footage from Epstein Island, is included in Q-drop 3140. It says, Epstein Island dungeon beneath the temple, sex and torture rooms. Openly flaunt across social media, untouchable question mark, sign Q. So this image was openly flaunted across social media. These people, they thought that they were untouchable. Q-drop 959, originally posted March 21st of 2018, says, down she goes. Now, who is she a reference to? Most people believe that that's a reference to Hillary, rotten Clinton. Nobody escapes this. Nobody.
Bringing back the gold standard would be very hard to do, but boy, would it be wonderful. We'd have a standard on which to base our money.
Top investors warn, this time is different. What's ahead is the worst recession in history. Don't just sit there, do something. Take control of your retirement with a self-directed IRA and physical gold and silver. Not paper, physical gold and silver. Top investors predict gold and silver will both hit all-time highs. Call the proud American patriots of the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Get their 2023 Recession Protection No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today. Or use the first link in the description box below this video. Mention Christian Patriot News and get best-in-class service. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row.
And why debt? Well, some of those who were investigating and speaking out against the Clintons' involvement in child sex trafficking in Haiti have ended up that way.
John Ash, who was facing trial for tax fraud, died June 22, 2016, in his house in Westchester County. The UN said he'd had a heart attack, but the local Dobbs Ferry police said his throat had been crushed, presumably by a barbell he dropped while pumping iron. Although initially reported as having died from a heart attack, John's throat had obviously been crushed. At that point, the official story changed to him accidentally dropping a barbell on his own throat, which, I might add, is the plotline from the episode An Exercise in Fatality from the TV series Columbo. He was involved with the Clinton family, as well as art dealing and laundering money through restaurants. And it is very important to note John's link to the highly controversial Art in Embassy program, a operation that allows high-profile people to ship art, and this includes living art, through a private shipping channel that bypasses airport security.
One of the most talked about cases in the Pizzagate scandal revolving around Haiti and the Clinton Foundation, undoubtedly, is Monica Peterson.
On November 14th, the Laboratory to Combat Human Trafficking reported that Monica Peterson, investigating the Clintons' involvement in Haiti for the Human Trafficking Center, mysteriously died the day before. Peterson had been highly critical of the Clinton Foundation, writing on her blog, "Hillary Clinton should get far more scrutiny for her scandalous conduct in Haiti. From rigging the March 2011 presidential election for her favored candidate Michael Sweet Mickey Martelli, supporter of the CIA-created death squad, to ensuring that her brother Tony Rodham and a company that barely exists got a sweetheart gold mine concession in Haiti that royally cheated the state of Haiti." In a letter to her friend, Peterson had uncovered two huge trafficking scandals and a social displacement scandal with billions in unaccounted earthquake aid leading directly back to the Clintons. She had just begun investigating the correlation regarding the Clinton Foundation's Caracol Industrial Park complex and its connection to a human trafficking network when her life was mysteriously cut short.
the Haiti Sentinel reported that just 2 days before a major anti-human trafficking sting took place on the island, the Clinton Foundation announced that it would be cutting all programs in Haiti.
The Clinton Foundation just announced on Saturday that it's going to be cutting its programs in Haiti and splitting them into separate entities. This stirred controversy and speculation on the internet as to the timeliness of this, because it occurred just a day or so between the Haitian child trafficking bust that rescued 31 girls ages 13 to 17.
She doesn't have to answer any questions right now.
She has scrubbed the server and their emails will never see.
She was supposed to have her emails separate to begin with. And then she wiped the server clean.
How can you get answers from the ones that were scrubbed?
If there's nothing to hide, why do they always act
like there they are?
Conflict of interest concerns have surfaced around presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Her nonprofit organization got millions of dollars from foreign donors while she was Secretary of State.
The biggest individual donations came from Ukraine.
Wouldn't it at least be fair to look into it and ask these questions about whether or not the giving of foreign money to a foundation that belonged to that family in any way influenced the action that person took as Secretary of State?
The Clintons have made $150 million.
All right, so how does any of this relate to the Royals and the Clintons? Well, you may recall when Justin Trudeau was sworn in as the Prime Minister of Canada, he swore a very lengthy and detailed pledge of fealty to the Queen of England.
I, Justin P.J. Trudeau, do solemnly and sincerely swear that I shall be a true and faithful servant to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II as a member of Her Majesty's Privy Council for Canada. I shall keep secret all matters committed and revealed to me in this capacity, or that shall be secretly treated of in council. Generally, in all things, I shall do as a faithful and true servant ought to do for Her Majesty, so help me God.
The excuse for this $241.5 million donation to the corrupt Clinton Foundation is supposedly that it will support projects that will provide critical sexual and reproduction health services around the world.
Strange timing for a prime minister to donate over $250 million to a nonprofit organization ran in the private sector by a former U.S. president and secretary of state. A time where the trafficking investigation in Haiti was at its highest. It's not just the British royals. There are some big Arab royal families involved in all of this too, and who heavily support the Clinton Foundation. Nations that are known for dark pedophilic tendencies, such as Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia. What's very interesting is that Tony Podesta has big clients among the Arab elite. The Podesta Group lobbied for fracked gas to be exported from the United States to foreign partners. That project is funded by the Qataris. In so many ways, all of these pieces fit together in the same puzzle. Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's right-hand aide that has been with her for over 20 years after she was brought into the fold out of college, has strong family ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, and Clinton has admitted to receiving big donations, millions of dollars for her pet projects, from the Qatari government, members of the Muslim Brotherhood, and especially Saudi Arabia. Just ask yourself why the Podesta Group receives $140,000 a month from the Saudi Arabian government, and why is Tony Podesta a registered foreign agent for Saudi Arabia? Ask yourself why James Alefantis, a pizza shop owner, is close friends with this guy. A guy who clearly has shadowy and deep state relations in Saudi Arabia and with other Arab royals. Technology and the ambition of the people to want to know the truth had finally caught up with the Clintons, and Hillary decided to make a public appearance addressing the allegations against her. She chose none other than Politics and Prose to speak to the people. It's sick how they are throwing it all up in our face and mocking us.
Well, you can only go so far with read these emails and listen to people, as in every campaign you can imagine, debate about what to do when and who says what and all of that. So they had to be weaponized. They had to have elements plucked out and perverted in a way that would be hard to imagine, and then sent back out into the, you know, cyber virtual world. So in one of the emails, John Podesta is talking about pizza. He's Italian and Greek, I mean, you know.
And a very good cook.
And a very good cook. And yeah, his risotto recipe is still there if you want to see it. And I'm sure there's something very nefarious about that risotto recipe. So all of a sudden, John's writing about pizza, and one of these really, I consider, evil people in the media world and in the online world, out of whole cloth, make up this story that John Podesta and I are running a child trafficking ring in the basement of the Comet Pizza Parlor.
By the way, there is no basement.
Yeah, there is no basement. Now, you would think people would be laughing like crazy, shaking their heads, but if you migrate that crazy story to Facebook posts, to news outlets, there are people who will believe that.
Hillary Clinton downplayed the emails and even poked fun at the pizza sex trafficking scandal she was all wrapped up in. And of course she had to. There has been so much evidence piling up against her and Bill Clinton that people from all over America are still to this day calling for her arrest. And the fact they have not been arrested shows how much power they really have. But one of the most condemning evidences in the Clinton sex trafficking connection, one she is having a very hard time separating herself from, is her business relationship with Laura Silsby. Laura Silsby was charged with child abduction and criminal conspiracy for attempting to kidnap 33 children from Haiti. Most of these kids had families. Silsby's representative, a man by the name of Puela, was also convicted of sex trafficking.
That has to be processed because it's illegal trafficking of children and we won't accept that.
We understand that the organization isn't even yet registered as a non-profit, and it certainly isn't dedicated to looking after any kind of kids in the DR because that school and orphanage is not set up yet. It is still a 45-room motel that hasn't been converted. Third lie on this single piece of paper. We have permission to bring orphan kids into our orphanage in the Dominican Republic. Not true. The Dominican consul told the Americans at 2 p.m. on Friday, you do not have the paperwork. It is illegal what you're doing. Do not travel. 4 hours later, at the border, the Americans were arrested. And then final lie, they're talking about, you can follow the progress of your kids on our website. The website is not up and running yet, Anderson.
Beyond the neglect, something far more nefarious was occurring. Haitian children were disappearing. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation reported United Nations officials say children have gone missing from hospitals in Haiti since the devastating January 12th earthquake, raising fears of trafficking. We have documented around 15 cases of children disappearing from hospitals and not with their own family at the time, said UNICEF advisor Jean-Luc Legrand. Trafficking networks were springing into action immediately after the disaster and taking advantage of the weakness of local authorities and relief coordination to kidnap children and get them out of the country, reported the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. One such person arrested for trafficking was New Life Child's Refuge owner Laura Silsby, who, according to WikiLeaks documents, Hillary Clinton had been very interested in 9 years before the 2010 Haitian earthquake. And it was Bill Clinton that used his former presidential weight to have Silsby essentially freed.
It was Bill Clinton who personally got Silsby released from prison. She then became an associate of MyState USA, which later changed its name to AlertSense. AlertSense is the one providing the technology to issue Amber Alerts, the Child Abduction Emergency Alert System.
The several authorities have issued a child abduction emergency for all of remote beginning at 1:30.
Go figure, right? Again, imagine a world where those who report the crime become the criminal. Something worth mentioning about Laura Silsby. She just happened to be present at the White House when James Alefantis and the gay porn prostitute stayed there for 2 days. Is it possible that they were all attending the same meetings? Considering that the likes of all three of them should have never been spending the night at the White House in the first place, it is certainly possible. Now, after all of this evidence pointing towards the Clintons' involvement inside and outside of Haiti, and knowing their connection with Silsby and James Alefantis, it brings a whole new meaning to the post from James Alefantis on his Jimmy Comet page. A picture of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles saying, "Whip up a Haitian special."
Expert investors are warning to prepare for a recession unlike any other. History has proven the only way the Fed can fight inflation is with a recession. In 2008, the stock market and housing market crashed. Meanwhile, gold doubled from $800 to $1,600 an ounce in just 2.5 years. Protect your hard-earned savings by investing in gold and silver. Call the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Patriot Gold Group is introducing the 2023 Recession Protection No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical, gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Mention Christian Patriot News and get best-in-class service from Patriots Protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row. Next is drop 3134, originally posted March 20th, 2019, to another upcoming three-year delta. It says, "Who is Rachel Chandler?" And then we get this image in 3136. There's your image of Rachel Chandler. You can also see these additional images posted by Q. These are all in the
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
3130s. We've got her in the lower left with one of the members of the Olsen family, one of the Olsen twins, and then the upper right with P. Diddy or Sean Combs. He's a rap artist. So 3136 reads, "Chandler equals child handler." So you see what they do there? Q says, "These people are sick. If the records become unsealed, and they will, much will be revealed. Watch the news for Rachel Chandler." Signed, Q. In the upper left-hand corner is Q drop 3137, also posted March 20th, 2019. It includes this photo of Rachel Chandler, think child handler, with Eminem. Q says, "This one case has the ability to bring down the many rich and powerful people. Those who scream the loudest, blank, and the answer is, have the most to hide," sighing Q. So he's referring there to Eminem. Eminem is very vocal and outspoken against our favorite president. He's against our favorite president, and our favorite president is against crimes against humanity, crimes against our children. And Q is implicating Eminem right now by saying those who scream the loudest have the most to hide. So Eminem certainly has lots to hide. Incidentally, his name is also on the Epstein Island flight logs. Q drop 3155 includes a number of images, including the image that you see on your screen now. Q says, "Keep digging, Anons. Rachel Chandler is the key." Sign Q. And then under that is Q drop 3156, where Q says, "Rachel Chandler equals Allison Mack times 100, sign Q. Now, if you recall, Allison Mack is from the NXIVM sex cult, and she was deeply involved in human smuggling, child sex trafficking. And Rachel Chandler is as bad as Allison Mack, only times 100. So to the left, we've got, "This one case has the ability to bring down the many rich and powerful people." And Q just gives us image after image of these political elite, these Hollywood stars, all intertwined in this child sex trafficking ring. Consider Q drop 3159 in the upper left-hand corner of your screen. It says, who did Nikki Hilton, sister of Paris, marry? And the answer is James Rothschild, sign Q. Underneath that, we have a picture of Rachel Chandler. And I know sometimes it says Ray Chandler. Rachel Chandler's nickname is Ray. So there she is on the bottom of your screen with one of the Rothschilds. There she is with Paris Hilton in the middle of your screen. Upper right with Prince Andrew. Under that with Bill Clinton. And then you've got on the right-hand side of your screen, Britney Spears. Before we move on, I want to issue a warning. As bad as what I've shown you has been up to this point, it's about to get a whole lot worse in a hurry. I'm going to bring you this four-minute clip. It's very graphic, and at one point in time, there's even some profanity, but the profanity is the least of the challenges with this particular four-minute clip. It's going to show pedophilia throughout the political elite and especially through Hollywood. So if you don't want to see any of these graphic images, if you don't want to hear any profanity, just fast forward 4 minutes.
From the time we were little kids, we revered the rich and famous.
I want to make it clear today that my administration will focus on ending the absolutely horrific practice of human trafficking.
We were taught that if we worked really hard, we could even become like them one day.
The lights don't move and the colors don't fade. I am prepared to bring the full force and weight in order to solve this horrific problem.
In a world gone shallow, in a world gone mean.
Sometimes they taught us to believe the heroes were villains. And the villains were heroes.
There's no place to run and no gasoline. Engine won't turn and the train won't leave. Engines won't turn and the train won't leave.
As we started waking up, we were labeled conspiracy theorists and deplorables. We actually like the term deplorables, but in truth, we are digital soldiers fighting in the greatest war the world has never seen. Our weapon is truth. Their weapon is censorship.
Whatever, just to stay alive. The way I feel is the way I ride.
So we move from battlefield to battlefield, doing what we can to wake the rest of the world up.
There is a truth and it's on our side. Is coming.
And we'll never give up, even if we have to shake everyone awake.
Bye.
What keeps me up at night is the sobering realization that evil exists.
All riding on Tom Hanks, you got me. Maybe I'm Tom Hanks. Fuck, that shit's over, dude. I'm just gonna be like, shh, no way.
Shallow in a world gone mean. But There is a truth and it's on our side. Dawn is coming, open your eyes. Look into the sun as a new day's rise.
Some of you hearing my voice right now, you've been blessed tremendously by God in the area of finances. God gives some people a very special financial anointing, and they prosper in everything they do. And quite often, God gives such people a heart of generosity. Please contact me personally to step up and sponsor a show. My personal email address is christianpatriotnews@protonmail.com. It's on your screen now. Please use the subject line, sponsor a show. I'm not talking about advertising a product or a service. Those are advertisers. I'm talking about supporting me and my beautiful wife personally for our work as digital soldiers, sharing truth far and wide. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. We are truly grateful. Now let's transition from that which is temporary to that which is eternal. Remember, God's word says, don't fix your eyes on that which you can see, because that which you can see is only temporary, but rather fix your eyes on that which is eternal, because that which is eternal will last forever. Today, let's continue in our series on healing and walking in the fullness of everything that God has already provided.
You have been made alive in Christ. In your spirit, you're alive. There isn't any death in you. There isn't any sickness. There isn't any sadness. There isn't any poverty. There isn't any fear. Your spirit man is perfect. Romans chapter 6 says it's identical to Jesus. And likewise, reckon yourself to be dead in sin, but alive unto God. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1 says that we should have this same mind in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. And many other places, we need to think the way that Jesus thinks, because in your spirit, you're identical to Jesus. You have His power, His life, His ability. You've been quickened. You, in the spirit, man, you are as alive as you can possibly get. And if you would walk in the spirit, then your physical body would become alive. Your finances would become alive. Your emotions would become alive. If you're depressed, defeated, and sick, you're walking in the flesh instead of in the spirit. That's tight, but it's right. In verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. This says you're saved by grace through faith. You aren't saved by grace alone. Now, up here in verse 5, the last part of that verse says, by grace you're saved. So it's not wrong to say that you're saved by grace, because you're emphasizing that that was the way that it came. But technically speaking, you aren't saved by grace alone. You're saved by grace through faith. Ephesians 2:8. If grace alone saved you, then every person would be saved. Because, keep your finger here, I'll come back, but over here in Titus chapter 2, that's the book right in front of Philemon, and then Hebrews, Titus chapter 2, and in verse 10 it says, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. If grace alone saved you, then every person would be saved, because God's grace is consistent to every person and it has come to every person. Grace, by definition, means that it's unearned, unmerited, undeserved favor. And so if it's unearned, unmerited, undeserved, then that means that every person has had the same grace extended unto them. It doesn't matter if they're seeking God, if they're good people, if they're bad people. It doesn't matter if they're an adulterer, a liar, a thief, a murderer, or if you are a righteous person. If it's by grace, it has nothing to do with your goodness. The grace of God is the same for every person on the face of the earth. So if grace alone saved you, every person would be saved because God's grace has come to every person. But not every person is saved. Why? Because it's not grace alone that saves you. You have to respond positively to God's grace. Faith is your response to God's grace. It's important that you get this in its balance because, see, again, I mentioned this earlier, but most people in the body of Christ will either emphasize one or the other. They'll talk about it's all the grace of God. And they'll tell you it's not based on your holiness. And they'll make some good points out of that, that you know what, you shouldn't be condemned over failures because it's the grace of God. God's not moving in your life based on your performance. God's never had anybody qualified working for Him yet. And so there's a lot of good things to learn, see, from talking about the grace of God, that it's not according to your performance. But if all you do is emphasize grace, it makes people think that it's all just totally up to the grace of God. It's just up to God. God's the one that chooses who gets, who receives and who does all this. And that's not true. God's grace is consistent to everybody, but not everybody receives from God because not everybody responds to the grace of God in faith. Now here's the other side. Some people will just emphasize faith and say, you've got to believe God. You've got to take a stand. You've got to rebuke. You've got to pray. You've got to study. And they talk about all of the things that you have to do. If you aren't careful, you will get to where it all of the burden comes on your shoulders. You've got to make God move. You're the one that's responsible for everything. And I tell you what, there are people that are just worn out, beat down by all of the things that they have to do. The abuse of faith teaching, if you don't teach faith properly, the abuse of that is legalism and condemnation. But the abuse of grace is passiveness and lasciviousness. And thinking that things just operate, que sera, sera, whatever will be, that's wrong. There's an abuse on either side. You know, out where I live, we have dirt roads and they have these huge drainage ditches on both sides. And we get snow, and if you start slipping and sliding, the tendency is for people to avoid this ditch. They'll overcorrect and turn so hard they go all the way across the road and get in the other ditch. One ditch isn't better than the other ditch. If you're going to get home, you got to stay in the middle. And if you are going to see the power of God operate in your life, you've got to avoid the ditch on both sides. And there's some people who've seen the faith people and how that they've just made it such a work and it's so legalistic and it's so condemning that they go the other direction into the grace of God and they think that that's balance. You've got to have the proper balance between the two. You know, it's like this illustration about sodium and chloride. Sodium is a poison. Chloride is a poison. If you eat enough sodium, it'll kill you. You eat enough chloride, it'll kill you. They're poisons. And yet you mix them together and it becomes salt and you'll die without it. Did you know grace will kill you if all you do is talk about it's just all up to God and I have nothing to do. I don't have to believe God. I don't have to stand on the word. I don't have to do anything. Right? That'll kill you. And the other side will kill you if you're all over here saying, you've got to do it. It's all up to you. You've got to make God do something. That'll kill you. But you start putting faith in what God has already done, and it becomes a balance between grace and faith, and you can't live without it. And most of the body of Christ, I believe, is out of balance in this area. This is something that you've got to understand. So grace is God's part. Grace is what God does. And did you know that God died for you 2,000 years ago through Jesus? He came to this earth. He purchased forgiveness of sins. He purchased healing of your body. He purchased prosperity, deliverance from oppression, joy, peace, happiness. Any good thing was already done through Jesus 2,000 years ago. And since it was 2,000 years ago, before you and I existed, before we lived, and before we had ever done anything good or bad, it certainly had nothing to do with your performance. God didn't look at you and think, oh, you're so good, I'm going to come die for you. Before you existed, He died for you. Before you ever got sick, He healed you. Before you were ever poor, He's already prospered you. Everything's already been done 2,000 years ago. By grace, God has done His part. It's over. He's not healing people today. He's not saving people today. He's not moving today. God's already moved 2,000 years ago. People are hearing this, and people by faith reach out and appropriate what God has already provided by grace. You know, when I was a kid, this is right before I got born again. This is one of the illustrations that helped me to get born again. But I was at a vacation Bible school in our church, and we had about 600 kids at this thing. And typically, my family sat right down here on the front pew right there. It's like we were like skunks. We had our own pew. It was our pew. That's where we sat. So I always sat on the very front. But in this thing, they marched us in according to the classes. And I was at the very back of the auditorium. And I was sitting on the back row. And this man stood up and he took a dollar bill. Back when I was a kid, a dollar bill was exciting. Amen. And he held this dollar bill up and he said, "I'll give this dollar bill to the first kid that comes up here and takes it." And I mean, just instantly, there was 20 or 30 kids just like this all around him. And they were all jumping, "I want it, I want it." And I thought of all of the times to be at the back row. And this guy, he just kept his hand up like this. And he says, he kept repeating this, "I'll give this dollar bill to the first kid that comes up here and takes it." And everybody was wondering, what's he talking about? Every one of them wants it. Why doesn't he give it to them? And he just kept repeating this. He said it four or five times. And finally, my lightning fast mind figured out what he was saying. And I got out of my seat. I ran down the aisle. I pushed my way through those other kids. And he had his hand up like this. And I reached up and grabbed his arm and climbed up his side. And I grabbed that dollar bill out of his hand. And he said, "That's the first kid that came up here and took it." He said, "Every one of you wanted it, but you didn't take it." He says, "It was yours for the taking." But I said, "I'll give this to the first kid that comes up and takes it. None of you took it." See, this is an illustration of salvation. God, by grace, has provided salvation, healing, deliverance, but you have to take it.
Thanks for watching today. Please support my work as a frontline soldier, sharing truth far and wide. I've got links to GiveSendGo, DonorBox, BuyMeACoffee.com, and my Cash App all in the description box below this video. If the links don't work, it's no trouble. Simply visit www.givesendgo. That's givesendgo.com and hit the search icon. Enter my name, it's Christian Space, Patriot Space News, and I'll come up. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. I cannot do this without you, and together we will win, especially the good fight of faith and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for those of us who put our faith and our hope and our trust in Him.